get to it. This is where the rubber meets the road, putting out better arguments than anybody else. That's what we do here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. I'm Steve Gruber for Thursday, October 10th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the polar vortex setting its sights on the nation's heartland again. It could include piles of snow in Montana, the Dakotas, and Wisconsin. Are you ready? Snow is coming. Number two, Turkey may have crossed the line, but it's a NATO ally, so what do you do with the other 28 countries? And now that the dictator Erdogan is targeting American allies like the Kurds, what do you do to fight back? And number one, it may strike you as nuts, but then again, look what's going on a regular basis these days. New polling shows most Americans think President Trump will get impeached and then springboard to re-election in 2020. Yeah. Are you in that crowd? Are you? Are you in that crowd? The exclusive poll from Zogby. Likely voters support the House impeachment inquiry by a wide margin, 53-40%. By a margin of 47-41%, they support impeachment itself. And by a wide gap, they say they believe President Trump will still win re-election in 2020, 46-33. That's the biggest gap of all, 13 points. So they expect the president to get a hard rebuke. Don't do that. You're across the line, but not get removed and then get reelected in 2020. That's what people believe is going to happen. I'd like to hear from you on this one. Go to stevegruber.com. Drop me a line. Do you think that makes sense? Is Trump going to get impeached, which bothers a lot of people, because they believe it's purely political? And it is. When the Democrats are going behind closed doors, not allowing the Republicans to, you know, even have input, it's clearly political. And that irritates a lot of people. You know, anybody that has a sense of fairness, irritated by that. And then having it run by Adam Schiff and others clearly bothers people. The president taking questions yesterday turned his attention to impeachment, focusing on everything that's going on and the process, which he says is unfair. And, of course, a couple of days ago, the White House saying, we're not going to cooperate at all, which, again, for the record, is not a constitutional crisis. You have co-equal branches of government. You have co-equal branches of government, which means the House cannot demand of the White House, you must give us these things. And if you don't, it's a constitutional crisis. That's nonsense. The House can ask for, and the White House can comply or not comply, and they have a tug of war back and forth. And then the judicial branch may weigh in. And if that happens, if a court comes along and says to the White House, you must release these documents or allow this person to testify or whatever the case may be. And then if the White House still refuses, that might qualify as a constitutional crisis. But a legal battle is not obstruction of justice. It is not a constitutional crisis. It is exactly that, a legal argument. And that's where we are right now. We're not past that point. The House of Representatives hasn't even had the nerve, the spine, the guts to take a vote on impeachment and make people accountable. You see, impeachment is a political activity. And if you want to be political, please step up and pull the lever. How do you vote? Yay or nay? Are you up for it? Yay or nay? Vote for it. Be accountable to your constituents. Be accountable to your voters. If your voters support impeachment, by God, say yes. If they don't, say no. And if you're not sure, good luck to you in 2020. That's what that comes down to. President Trump taking some questions on this yesterday and responding the way you would expect him to. It's Bite 7 with the president talking about the impeachment process. Bite 7. Go.
Then it turns out that the whistleblower was in cahoots with Schiff. Then it turns out that the whistleblower is a Democrat, strong Democrat, and is working with one of my opponents as a Democrat that I might end up running against. The whole thing is a scam. It's a fix. And we wrote a letter yesterday, and probably ends up being a big Supreme Court case. Maybe it goes a long time. I don't know. But the Republican Party has been treated unbelievably by the Democrats.
So the question, because this is now out there, the whistleblower working for one of the Democrat candidates for president, which one? Every candidate for president running on the Democratic side should be asked a question. Does the whistleblower work for you? It's a fair question. You know damn well they would ask every Republican if the roles were reversed. Does the whistleblower work for you, Bernie Sanders? Does he work for you, Elizabeth Warren? Does he work for you, Joe Biden? I would doubt that, but you never know how these things go. By the way, the Biden campaign attacking the New York Times for an op-ed yesterday from the author of the Clinton Cash book, Peter Schweitzer. Schweitzer asserts that Biden was self-dealing in Ukraine while vice president. Congress can and should conduct an inquiry to determine whether anything illegal occurred, Schweitzer wrote in the op-ed for the New York Times, and the Biden campaign seething over this, blasting the New York Times, and giving it top billing. So the Biden campaign in deep trouble. By the way, Joe Biden really not the front runner anymore. That really goes to Elizabeth Warren now, even though the Real Clear Politics average still has Biden up by a skosh. All the latest polling shows Elizabeth Warren taking the lead. Now, the president kept hammering on the one-sided process during his give and take with the media yesterday and focusing on the games that the Democrats are playing. Bite number eight from the president. Bite eight. Go.
Here's a man who is on tape saying exactly what he's going to do in terms of corruption, and he gets away with it. If that ever happened to a Republican, they'd be getting the electric chair right now. They'd be right now being walked into the electric chair. It's a whole different standard. What Joe Biden said on tape, this isn't like, gee whiz, we think. What he said on tape, and the fake media doesn't want to play the tape. They hardly play it.
And then there's just a little bit, for Adam Schiff. I mean, what would a conversation be with the president these days without a couple of swipes at Adam Schiff? Why not? Bite number nine. Let's wrap this up. Bite nine. Go.
This Schiff is one crooked guy. The guy made up my phone call. Think of it. In the United States Congress, he made up my phone call. And I've had people that say, I didn't like the way you talked to the Ukrainian president. I said, did you read my speech? No, I heard Schiff, Shifty Schiff. I heard Schiff. I said, that's how I said. I said, well, let me see what he said. A lot of people saw that.
And by the way, another piece of information from Oxford Economics said the 2020 election, if it's decided by the economy, Donald Trump wins by 5 points. If the economy is the deciding factor, whether you like him or not, not the deciding factor. Whether what he's doing for the economy and your family income is the deciding factor, then Trump wins by 5 points across the board. There you go. So if he's impeached, it may not matter. It may not matter. He could be the first president in American history to be impeached and reelected. Man, that would burn him up, wouldn't it? That would be like the biggest insult to injury possible. 14 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you, not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
That moment, we arrived on the scene.
The storm had nearly destroyed the area.
This was our own community. Friends, family, people we grew up with, went to school with. We were there to help.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
They made it down to the storm cellar, but the house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had chainsaws going, and we had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Right here, close to home, in my state.
It was one of those life-changing moments where I realized I am making a difference in these people's lives and mine. I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
You can serve part-time and be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.